Welcome to All Things Business for Physicians, where I chat with marketers, accountants, physicians, and consultants to talk about everything like social media, office culture, running your medical practice, and how to align marketing and operations. If you're looking to grow your practice, get access to our patient acquisition and retention framework at hip.agency. Thanks so much for coming on the call today, Dr. Dressler. I'm super excited to chat with you.
Well, I'm glad to be here, Luke. I mean, it's crazy times, that's for sure. But hopefully we'll bring some real solutions to and decrease some worries of the folks in the orthodontic world.
Absolutely. You know, I really want to talk about possible opportunities that can exist in this type of crisis and the situation that we're all in. Really talk about virtual consults, dental monitoring, and other ideas you may have. And I know Rhinogram plays a huge role and can be a great solution for that. So let's get into it and just kind of talk. I'm going to share my screen and show some things and then kind of just let you take it from there. And the first thing I want to get into is with what's going on, there's an opportunity to open the practice virtually. And so, you know, a number of people have posted. I've seen Dr. Krieger over in Texas. Some of our clients like Dr. Efros have done a video stating, hey, we'll physically be closed, but there is opportunities to be open virtually. And I think that's a great first start to let people know you could get on Zoom or FaceTime and continue to see patients who may want a free exam or just have a need, already established patients. For the virtual consult, these are just some of the ads that we're running with Dr. Greg Efros in upstate New York. And really speaking to, you know, we're using social distancing and the virtual consult and really speaking to the crisis that we're in. I've actually pulled up one of your ads. And so for the people watching, you can promote the virtual consultation on Facebook. And when you click on this, it actually just takes you right over to your page explaining the free online smile check. And okay, this, from here, you're getting people right into Rhinogram. Is that correct?
That is correct. This is what we're using. And for your listeners out there, I would highly encourage you to do this, whether, again, you do it through a Zoom video or whether you do it as I do it through photos. And you might ask yourself, what kind of photos will patients send me? Can I really tell? I can promise you they're going to be as good as these or better. And they're as good as these or better than my staff possibly could take with a medical grade camera. So these, you don't have any problem getting pictures in. And what I would say about why this might be a little bit easier and better is they're used to taking selfies. They're going to be anonymous or more anonymous with just teeth. If you're on video with them, the anonymity is going to go away. And I really think as well, the other problem is that it takes a lot longer, meaning you have no way of gauging time when you're on a video consult like that, especially with a new patient. You're not going to tell them, hey, you know, we've spent an hour and a half and, you know, talking, where this way you get right to the point. And I could probably see, you know, 6, 7, 8, 10 virtual exams through texting in pictures to maybe one video exam. And I think Dr. Krieger, speaking of him, he did mention that last night in a call, that if you choose to get into video, just please realize you're going to need to give yourself additional time. So again, either way is fine. I think the important thing is to do it, because it is a way that that you can get new patients, you can answer all their questions from the comfort of their home. You hopefully can get into being able to tell enough what type of case is it really easy, Is it tough? Is it whatever? To where you can get them a quote, you can get them pay arrangement potentially. You know, if they'll share their insurance information with you, you can have all of that done during this time frame. You know, that people are at home anyway. To me, there's no better time for us and them to be able to participate in something like this.
Absolutely. So explain Rhinogram. Some people may have zero idea of what it is and how it's helping practices across the country. Explain a little bit about it, maybe even how it got started, and then maybe even specifically how it could help people today.
Yes. I'll start with how it got started. In 2013, which in my mind was, at least in my practice, was the beginning of the millennial wave of parents. And these were the things that were occurring in my practice that, by the way, I really didn't know were occurring until I found out they were occurring, and I was sort of shocked. But the first thing was, any patient, existing patient of mine that happened to be friends with any of my staff began texting to my staff different things like, can you change my appointment? Hey, I'm at the dentist office and here's a picture of the pan. Do I need to get my wisdom teeth out? You know, I'm at the pedodontist and they're wondering, can I pull a baby tooth? And my staff were responding, I'm not seeing any of that. I'm legally responsible. But what it began to tell me was these patients could easily call my practice, could ask, but they chose not to. Why? Because it's more convenient for them to text. And so I realized that was beginning to be a problem. Then I began to understand as well, when those that did not know somebody, patients that did not know anybody in my practice that they could text with, the next thing that began to happen is my business Facebook page, Messenger. There was messages coming in there all the time from, again, existing patients, potential new patients, and again, same types of things were occurring. They could call me, but no, that isn't their choice. They're choosing to communicate with me this way, and at that point in time in my life, nobody was manning the page. I mean, literally it was months before we were responding, and I'm going, holy God, how am I going to manage? I've got patients texting my assistants and every staff member in my practice. I've got patients going on my Facebook page and messaging in, and how are we going to handle all this? And then to boot, at the front desk, I hear my front desk lady being yelled at by one of our patients, and I go, what was that about? She said, well, you know, we have text reminders, but they're unidirectional, and she texted back, and we never responded, and she was upset. And then I began to realize, oh, my God, they think if they get a text, they should be able to text back, and we weren't able to do that. And last but not least, when I'm at home, vacation, anywhere outside the office, there's an emergency. I began to get text on my personal cell phone from my staff's personal cell phone and with all kinds of personal health information exposed. And I realized, oh my goodness, I am legally responsible for all this information, and this information is residing anywhere and everywhere, and I have no control of it. Hence, I looked everywhere. I mean, again, I wasn't going to build this intentionally if somebody else had it solved, but nobody was looking at it. Nobody was looking at bidirectional texting. Nobody was looking at bringing in Facebook Messenger and understanding the wave of the millennials that's going to be hitting us. And so I decided at that point, I built, and I'm an entrepreneur at heart, and this is actually my third healthcare IT company. So I said, I'll do it myself, and we'll solve this problem. And as it turns out, never dreaming the coronavirus thing would occur, as it turns out, it's solving lots more than just what it was intended to solve, which was really give docs a legal place and a way to communicate with patients of the millennial type that are coming the way those millennials want to communicate, because whether I liked it or not, they were going to do it. I mean, they were doing it, and I couldn't just mandate, oh, I want you to voice call me. And then it was a natural progression to begin to understand that they want to be acquired online. So therefore, virtual consults, and as you and I have talked numerous times, I've been doing them for 3.5 years, capturing this population. I do think we're in a hybrid state. I don't think 100% of your patients right this second are going to come in that form, but more and more and more every year are going to come in that form. And the what has really changed and is going to continue to change is your way of acquiring them. They're no longer going to be referred from the family dentist. They're no longer, you know, lots of your patients refer. These millennials, they don't really care if I'm not convenient to them. And even though their friend may have recommended me, they're going online and choosing who's going to be convenient to them. That's just how they operate today. So I want to be out there, and I want to be acquiring them the way they want to be acquired, and I want to be communicating with them. And so I want to deliver convenience to them, but also to the practice, I want to be able to deliver compliance, because we have compliance that we have to abide by. We've got HIPAA laws, TCPA, FCC, FTC. So we're bringing all of that to the table and giving the patients what they want.
Wow. Yeah. Thanks for sharing that. So let's kind of talk about the virtual consultation and, you know, the ad I showed earlier of yours. When someone comes into Rhinogram, how easy is it to manage that person and also pass that person on to team members?
It's incredibly easy. Again, it's been an evolution. I mean, when you first start this, you don't know, right? I mean, and what you begin to learn right out of the gate is when people know that they can text you, and it's anonymous. I mean, it's coming in as a telephone number. I don't know who it is. If it's a new patient, they're going to ask you the question they all want to know, and that's cost and time. Those are the two questions you have to answer. How long is it going to take, and how much is it going to cost? Really, how much is it going to cost and how long is it going to take? They want to know that cost first before how long. And I began to realize it was the same question over and over. How much do braces cost? Hey, how much would it cost for me to be treated with Invisalign? Well, I haven't seen them. You know, I mean, I can't tell them a cost, just pull one out of the air, nor am I going to do like we were trained in school. I'm going to give them a range. Oh, it can be $2,800 to $7,000. I mean, that isn't what they want to know. You want to give them what they want to know. So I began to think about, okay, I created templates to answer your question. How easy is it? There are templates that ask for 3 pictures, and it also asks for them to send in the front and back of their insurance card, and they send that in. They send in pictures. Those pictures get routed to me to a doctor team or a licensed team who could really understand, is it a difficult case, is it an easy case, how much is it, so to speak, that sort of thing. After I look at it, I then route it to my financial coordinator. I basically tell the patient, again, how much time, and yes, I can do it, and yes, your teeth are going to look awesome, and I can't wait to take care of you. That's my message to the patient. Then I route and I tell them, hey, my financial coordinator get right back to you with exact cost and payment plan. So I route the conversation, if you will, to her. She begins communicating. And what you have to understand, Rhinogram's platform is built one-to-many versus one-to-one. And what I mean by that is if a patient calls, they're dealing one-to-one. Whoever answers that call is who they're dealing with. In Rhinogram's platform, everything is moved around and they can be talking one-to-many, and many see what's coming in, but once it's assigned or routed, nobody sees it until that job is complete. So it's not bogging down, if you will, if you think of it in terms of phone calls, it's not bogging down the system with calls that you have to put people on hold or anything. There's other texts coming in and, again, routed to right people at right places at right times, and many people communicating with many patients at the same time. And so it's very, very simple and easy. You give the patient exactly what they wanted, so we can give them a cost, set up pay arrangements. And again, as an evolution, we have asked for a down payment now. And after they say, yes, I'd like to go through a treatment, when can we start? One of my staff will say, would you like to pay your down payment now? And half of them will say yes. So you can collect a down payment there. You then set up their, what I would call, same day start, whether it's braces or an aligner, but for braces for sure, where you're going to have a lot of chair time, you go ahead and set them up. That's what you're going to do. Also, when you send them, we text them their appointment time and location. We also include a link to their health history so that they fill that out. Moms tell me they love it. They fill it out in carpool line waiting on the child to come in. So it's a very simple process. The beautiful thing about Rhinogram and anybody who comes on, all these processes are built for you. All the templates are built for you. All marketing materials are built for you that work, that you can actually give to Luke if he happens to be your marketing guy. We've got sample ads that he can use and wording and verbiage that he can copy. So it's really good. There's not a whole lot of thinking you have to do. You can create to your specificity whatever template that you want, or change the verbiage. So all of that is customizable within Rhinogram.
Yeah, that's incredible. So you're able to really streamline that whole process and be very efficient. And then also talk about providing convenience to established patients. Are you able to do some dental monitoring within the app?
Yeah, absolutely. First of all, I want to say for those that use dental monitoring now, it's a great, great program. I mean, again, I'm not advocating that you change from that at all. But what I am saying is this is how I use Rhinogram with my, quote, dental monitoring. And what we do, I'm going to start with braces patients first and what we do and how we do it. And the first thing we're going to teach them after we put the braces on or share with them is, look, anything breaks, comes loose, I want you to selfie it to us as the first thing that you do. 90% of, quote, perceived emergencies are handled with a text back, not an in-office visit. So if you can save yourself in-office visits, you actually save yourself lots of expense structure, because it's been said it's at least $100 a visit if somebody walks through your door. So literally, if you can save three or four of those a month, you've paid for Rhinogram there. But for the aligner cases, again, we seat the aligners in the practice. We then share with them how we want them to selfie us, meaning with aligners in, with aligners out. We practice that with them so that we know we're going to get the right pictures. Again, this is my regimen. You guys don't have to follow it at all. I'm just sharing what I do. I usually give them two at the beginning. And they're set up on two-week intervals. So in 2 weeks, they get a text from us that says, it's now time to show me a picture with your current aligners in and out. They do. I then say, you're doing a fantastic job. Keep it up. I'm proud of you. Send them emoji or a avatar or something fun, and say, go to your next aligner. You know, again, cheerleading all of this. And I can see in the future, these can be actually templated for where they are, to where you're not having to do it, even though some of the words are templated and I'm adding in, but I'm still adding in emojis and avatars and things to just have fun with them. And again, 2 weeks later, they come back. We do the same thing. If I deem them to be very responsible doing what we ask them to do, I then tell them, I'm going to FedEx you 4, and we're going to see you every 2 weeks. And if after 4 they've done well, we'll send them 8 the next time and keep going. That just happens to be my regimen, but they haven't come in for any in-office visits. So they are being given the same convenience that the, you know, do-it-yourselfers advocate, and the do-it-yourselfers are out there basically putting us orthodontists into a box without us being able to defend ourselves. And that box is, hey, you go see an orthodontist, it's inconvenient and it's a lot of money. That's the message that patients are getting that see those things. What my message is, hey, it is convenient, it's not a lot of money, and oh, by the way, you get a local board-certified orthodontist that's going to do your treatment that you have access if there's any problems. That's the message that I like sending out there so that I can actually go head-to-head with the direct-to-consumer companies, even though you would have to say, I'm direct-to-consumer, but I'm the one that should be. We orthodontists should be direct-to-consumer.
Right.
We are the best. We need to tell the public we're the best. You know, we're doing. So that's how I do it. I'm able to do it. And again, give the same convenience that they're giving and delivering. And again, these are huge messages in these changing times. Forget virus times. Times in orthodontics were changing with these new delivery models that are coming out. And we individual practitioners need to be able to stay on top of it and be able to survive and thrive under these conditions.
Yeah, most definitely. And now there's more opportunity than ever on social media with so many people staying home, isolating, social distancing. They're spending a ton of time on their phones, on Facebook, Instagram, and now you can be top of mind. You better know Smile Direct Club is being top of mind. And now you have the opportunity to do the same thing. So I would just encourage people, and I know you would as well, don't just turn the lights off and turn the ads off. Continue to be creative and innovate and serve patients or prospective patients.
Yeah, absolutely. And that would be definitely the message I would give. Please don't, you orthodontists out there that may not have anything like this, we can get you up and running quickly in Rhinogram. I mean, literally, if non-integrated, and you don't need to be integrated, by the way, I operate non-integrated, we can get you up in hours and get you going, and we can get a CSV import from your practice management system, load it up into Rhinogram, and you got your existing patient base in there, and you're good to go. And using ads from Hip Creative out there, it's going to drive to your number, and then next thing you know, you guys will be doing virtual exams from home, and it'll be from home from both. You are at home, and so is the patient, which is even cooler there. Why not build you up a big supply of starts once we start back up? But cutting yourself off is a scary, scary thought in numerous ways.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, how can people who are interested in this, especially with Rhinogram, how should they get a hold of Rhinogram? Obviously online, rhinogram.com, you even have a page specific for COVID-19. People can get started right here at the bottom of that page. Any type of email or as well that they could shoot over?
Yeah, it's hello, H-E-L-L-O, at rhinogram.com, which is another way. And they can actually text our number. There should be a number on there at the bottom. Yeah, right there it says call or text. It's 423-800-7644, and they can simply text from their phone. So we use, you know, we sort of eat our own stuff. We use our own system to handle all of this as well. So
that's incredible. Any final words to an orthodontist just in this crisis?
Yeah, I would say please keep your head up. I would say it's an opportunity, especially if you get out there now. I don't mean it doesn't have to be tomorrow, but you know, within the next week or so, start running some ads. Go ahead and do it. It's only going to help you. The other big thing that I really want to make a point of, virtual exams are huge, but so is maintaining connection with your existing patients that are giving you monthly payments. They need to know that you're continuing to care for them. And what we're able to do with Rhinogram is we send them a text saying, hey, we want to do a virtual check-in with you. Can you please text me 3 pictures like the attachment to us? And so being able to engage with them while they're at home, they feel like the treatment is a continuum. If you do not engage with them, I have a good feeling that they'll say, well, it's very easy for them to rationalize, well, I'm not having treatment now, so I'm not going to pay my monthly now. And when I start treatment, I'll start paying my monthly. We want them to continue to pay monthly so that you do have income through these times ahead, and that income doesn't go away for you. So again, I think that's another huge, huge factor in this whole game is keeping what you have and then adding to it through virtual exams.
Absolutely. Well, thanks so much for coming on and talking about this. And if you have any questions, if you're watching this on Facebook, just drop a comment on this post. You can email me at luke@hipcreativeinc.com as well. Thank you so much, Dr. Dressler.
Thank you for having me. I love you, Luke. You're doing great.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay, listeners, I hope this helped. We'd love to know what you thought about today's podcast. So shoot me an email at luke@hipcreativeinc.com and let me know things you are implementing from today's episode. Also, if you have any ideas on topics or just ideas for the podcast in general, let me know. To learn more about Hip Creative, head over to hip.agency. Thank you so much.